It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And welcome to Alaska Realty Today. Today we're going to continue our discussion about outdated home trends and what the new trends coming in are up here in Fairbanks.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
And we have a special guest again.
Yeah, we had to have Jamie to talk about...
Continue our discussion about things that need to go away in Fairbanks.
Exactly. Yes. So off the air, we had a lot of discussions about pastels.
Yes. Pastels have been traditionally sort of a staple. You definitely see them in the bathrooms and in bedrooms, but it is a thing that is moving along and moving out, and you're seeing a lot less of them. Back to what we were discussing last week, we're seeing a shift more towards the natural tones, something that evokes nature. But the true sunny pastels are fading away as far, and generally we're seeing this in the bathrooms, but they are wrapping up their existence, it seems, for the time being. Now, that's not to be said that if you do have a home that is 1950s and so forth, and it has the classic really nice tile, I wouldn't get rid of if it's something you're comfortable with and it's done right and it looks good. I wouldn't rip out vintage tile per se, but you really would want to think about the colors on your wall in your bathroom to stay a little more current.
So to be clear, what are pastels?
Easter. That would be the best way to explain
that, yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I think the most common is the green, the blue, and the pink. Is the three colors that I think I find.
Is yellow pastel?
Yellow, occasionally you'll see.
Yeah, like a dusty yellow. Yeah. Not true vibrant yellow, but
yeah.
Like the.
You'll see those in the bathrooms.
So pastels are dialed back of those colors?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and then, so I'm reading post-COVID, people are going now for those bold colors.
Bold nature-evoking thought colors. So you're seeing like more of the
bold
emerald
greens.
Green. Not emerald green, but like the leafy greens and the... You'll see a little bit of blues, but they're not the pastel blues. They're more of like a ocean water blue that has like different hues in the background of the color. And this, of course, is coming from a person that's completely colorblind, but I try to explain it what it looks like in my mind, I guess.
As a real estate professional, have you guys ever shown a home with carpet in the bathroom?
Yes.
Yes.
Many times.
How does it make you? I'm not a germaphobe, but I got to think that people don't want to.
I never saw a carpet in the bathrooms until I moved here. I didn't know that was an option until I moved here. And your parents were also a lover of carpet in the bathrooms, as I recall. Wall-to-wall carpeting, including surrounding the tub, which it was that was the first carpet in the bathroom I ever saw was at his parents' house when I moved here.
Yes.
And I had never seen that before.
And I'm going to blame guys, but maybe they're not always the best aim. And so I can't think. Having carpet on the toilet is a good idea.
I think, to be honest, I think if I was to tell any seller that they had to do a renovation, it would be ripping out that carpet. And I think even though we could go down a rabbit hole and think the weirdest things about carpet, my buyers, their biggest concern is mildew, black mold, like what can be hiding under there just because of the temperature, water, and then thinking how, you know, like, a lot of people, like my clients, the couple that I brought through houses with carpet, what do you do? Like they kept thinking, well, if you step out of the tub and you're dripping water, how does that really get dry under there?
Yeah.
How is that not maybe done something to the subfloor? Or how, and I'm like, without really seeing it, I would not know, you know, and unless
I would assume it has.
Right. And unless we have a contractor cut something up and look under there. So it's just something I would 100%.
It's worth the money to do.
I would just
do for health reasons.
And on a side note, does not mean, which I've seen a few times, that your go-to therefore is indoor-outdoor carpeting in the bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
That is not the substitute. And I have seen that.
Yes.
I do know it's water resistant, but it's still not supposed to go in the bathroom. And on a very small note, the little carpet rugs that go around the toilets and cover the top of the toilets. If you do have them, and some people aesthetically like them, that's fine. But if your house is on the market, you probably want to tuck that away. It's just, it catches people's eyes, and it makes them go to the same spot. That's not clean. And it's just one of those things. So just tuck it away if you have it. It's just, it will make your house look a little more updated. Because when you see it, people think grandma's house and so forth.
Yeah.
So it's easy fix.
Yep. And I think the other thing is just making sure that things look, you want to know the condition of like the toilet. You want to know the condition of the tub, because that's something that somebody might look at and think, do I need to replace that eventually? Do I need to? And toilets are not that expensive. Tubs are, of course, a little bit more expensive, but it's just kind of as buyers make an itemized list in their head, sometimes of things they might need to update, they kind of think about, oh, I can see the condition of those things. So I think it's good to remove those fabric-y items and just minimize the bathroom.
So what do you guys think about mid-century modern going away and funkadelic 70s stuff coming back in?
This one breaks my heart. I grew up in a house that was mid-century modern. And then our first house up here in Fairbanks was mid-century modern. And so it is something I'm always drawn to. My uncle was a...
I like the houses. They're all over Anchorage, too, but...
I love them.
We're talking about the decor.
Decor and the design, and I think it's back to the softer lines, because when you get into the mid-century modern, it is very linear and it's very square, and we're seeing a softening of aesthetics throughout the whole home, and that's why I think mid-century modern is sort of getting kicked out the door. It's hard for me to see it go, but because I really do, that's the aesthetic I prefer, but I do understand that sometimes things do have to move along. I don't know if we necessarily... I'm waiting to see. They're really saying the 70s are going to take really becoming back in a hard way in 2024. And I just have flashbacks to my childhood. I don't remember really aesthetically liking the 70s that much. So
no, I have pictures. Yeah, me. I was born. I was living in the 70s, and yeah.
There wasn't a lot that I'm like, ooh, I missed that. So no, I'm waiting to see what the modern
brown
update
shirt
of
with stripes on it.
Yeah. Maybe the updated version will be aesthetically pleasing, but I'm a wait and see on the 70s. And I think everyone maybe should tread lightly, because it might be one of those that moves very quickly through the design scheme of a home.
Would that be including the millennial squiggy lines, squishy lines? Do we ever see that up here? Did you guys ever see that?
I don't think so. No. I think I've seen a couple of the mid-century modern. Yeah, I haven't. But in a couple of
lobby furniture,
but it was done so well that I feel like, I think if you can do things really, really well and you have things laid out in
tasteful,
and the house reflects that, I think you can, I think it stays and it can be timeless. But I think there are some things that, you know, when things are, it's like a Jackson Pollock painting. If you have too much of it, where
it's
you're,
a lot.
Yes, or, you know, it's kind of like I saw somebody do a whole wall that looked like that. Like they kind of just went crazy. It looked like they let maybe their child do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, this is, I feel like it should have come down. You know, like in our last week, we talked about even Jungle Prints.
Yeah.
I think that can be done in a child's room really nicely.
But when not the an entire room, living room
right.
or entire master bedroom.
Yes,
it's a lot.
But I think, you know, like I've gone into a couple rooms that obviously they had set up for children that were so well done with a mural on the wall. And it just was so tastefully done that I just was like, it doesn't matter even the theme. It's so well done that I thought, okay, I can see what kind of furniture. I can see the size of this. Whether or not my clients have kids, they easily can either take the mural down or they can change this out. But you can see the space.
But it was
size.
Super, yeah.
Yes, everything was so well done in that room that it was almost like a show house.
We had clients that didn't have children that really the people that were selling the home did a very nice job in the toddler's bedroom, and it did have a mural that either they were very talented or they hired someone to do it, that our clients actually kept it as their office but kept the mural because they liked it so much.
Yeah.
Because it was done very nicely and tastefully. So there is ways of doing that without having it be overwhelming.
Yes.
But they're rare.
Yeah, they're rare. Like, you have to be the do it right.
Yep.
So, Lisa, a lot of the shows that we've been watching have talked about open floor plans are out.
Yeah, I know.
And that's a head scratcher for me because...
It's back to...
Is this a COVID thing?
No. Well, partly COVID is what started to see the need for independent spaces because people were working and living all together. And so you were having people make office spaces out of previously big open floor plans because they needed a quieter place because of children. But I think it's also a sort of emerging of the fact that back yet again, the 70s are coming back and the late 60s. And back then, walls were walls, and you had walls around every room. You know, you had your dining room, you had your family room, you had your kitchen. They were all independent rooms. And so I think that's sort of merging with the trend of having the open floor plans sort of go by the wayside. Personally, I do not think completely open floor plans are going to go away. There's just, especially like with us, with our family,
it's
functionally the best thing for our family flow and how we cook and how we eat our meals and so forth, that us personally will probably always have an open living kitchen concept just because of that's how our family works. I can understand, and we've had clients that are adamant they wanted their kitchen with walls, and they wanted, because they don't want, when they have people over, to see all the leftovers sitting in the kitchen. So I think you're seeing a shift of going back to some of the individual
rooms. And it
might
be a COVID
rooms.
Thing where, you know, maybe you'll have a healthier marriage if you have a wall between the living room and the kitchen. Not being sexist, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah. No, I think we're all right. You know, I think there is you do want some of that divide, and then you do want, I mean, I agree. Like, we're the same, my parents are entertainers. They love their open floor plan. They love to be able to cook and still have people in the living room. They have a huge open floor plan. Their house would not work any other way. They do have a formal dining room, but it opens into another extremely large living room. And that's something that I feel like we really enjoy. We really enjoy to be able to cook and still have people like standing or talking at the,
at the countertop. Yep.
Yeah. And I just think, but for some people that's not, you know, my grandmother would have never done that. She wanted everybody, you take the food, you go into the dining room, we all sit down, we have a family meal. We're not entertaining.
And then someone clears the tables and takes it into the kitchen.
We are not entertaining the same way. It's a very different lifestyle. And that was okay, I think, in that lifestyle at her house, but that's just not the way we live.
Yeah.
The next one I'm talking about, super important and super common up here, but tiled countertops are in the bath. I'm talking bathrooms and kitchens.
Yeah. They're not a thing anymore. I'll just go right out there and say there. I think there's many reasons for it too.
Yeah. For me, I've always thought it's weird for me. So I would say get rid of them.
Well, for me, big thing is that grout in a kitchen is so
in a bathroom.
Hard to keep. Well, kitchen, just because of when you're cooking and you have tomato sauce spills on your countertop, it gets into that grout. You can't get it out. Like, it will, that grout will get stained.
It's porous.
And it's hard to upkeep. And then notoriously, when you see tile countertops up here, the corners get dinged up. So the tiles on the corners will be chipped, or they'll be actually cracked, or part of it will be missing. And there's so many affordable options out there right now and so easy to install that you really need to think about getting rid of those tile countertops.
Yeah.
It really dates a home.
And I think that's one thing that people really need to research when they're looking at replacement is cleaning. You know, I think we think a lot of times like, oh, this is gonna be so beautiful. Like, even when we get those like floating sinks, but then you don't have a space to actually clean behind the floatings or the, maybe it's a pet.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's, and then I'm like, these are great, but how do you clean behind it? And then
with a toothbrush.
Like, right. And so,
yes.
You know, it's like we make things, we sometimes look at the design of things, but we don't think
function.
About how it's going to actually work in a house. So it's the same thing with that grout or what's going to break off. And so it's just like, think about when you're putting these things somewhere, how are you actually going to clean? Do they clean well? It's like the same thing. I know we talked about it several Saturdays ago, but it's like, do these things work in 40 below? Now, you don't have to think about that in the interior, but
hopefully,
when you're thinking about, you know, can you clean those things? Is it really going to function in a bathroom? Is it really going to function in a kitchen? That is like a number one. Yes, you still want it to look really, really good. And I think things can look really sexy and you can look at that online, but can you clean it?
And this isn't going to be popular, but on a side note, granite is phasing out in the lower 48. I know we're seeing still a lot of granite up here, but that is something to think about if you are updating countertops in your kitchen or in your bathroom. And one of the reasons is we're seeing a lot of shift to quartz and other solid surfaces.
Just stones, yeah.
Granite is hard to maintain, and granite you have to be careful with. And quartz, you can beat it up. We've had quartz for 10 years, and we heavily use our kitchen, and they look brand new to this day without us doing a single thing other than keep them clean.
And we got such a big slab that we were able to put it in both the bathrooms upstairs, too.
Yeah. So I know it's not going to be popular saying granite's on the way out, but it is something you have to keep on the radar that it is fading away down in the lower 48, so it will fade away up here. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back, and we're going to continue our discussion about outdated home design trends.
Yeah, so we should finish off. So if you have tiled countertops, and we're thinking kitchen and bathroom, spend the money. I think you're going to get at least 100% return on investment on yanking those out, installing.
And there's so many great options that are easy to get up here.
And we're big fans of stone, so we love quartz. We're seeing granite probably on the way up. There's other stones that are out there. Go take a look.
And we are seeing butcher block countertops. I was just at Lowe's, and they do have slabs on. That's another one where I would tread a little lightly. One, it's a lot of upkeep. And two, I don't know how long that trend will. I know it's because of the nature, and that's where we're going. But I don't know how long that one's going to last. And that is a considerable upkeep if you put butcher block countertops in. It does look nice, but you need to know that it might not be a trend lasting long, and it's really hard to upkeep.
Do we need to talk about terrazzo? That's the shatter glass stuff. I haven't seen it in many houses, but...
That would be more southeast United States. Yeah. And I personally think it's nice, but it might be out, so that's okay.
Tiffany lamps, we don't see that very often here, do we?
Hit and miss. I've seen some homes have it, and I will have to say, now that I think back on it, it does make me think that it's outdated. But I don't see a ton of it up here. I think you see more of the Tiffany lamp fashions down in the Midwest. It was a big thing down there, and they went Tiffany crazy. Mall of America used to have a shop that was just 100% Tiffany.
I've only seen a couple, and replicas. I think they've been well done, but it's been in like very upscale houses.
It might be an actual Tiffany.
Tiffany. See like one or two, and the furniture was all like Ethan Allen or Chip. I mean, it was just very.
It was their aesthetic.
And I went, oh, okay. So I felt like they were either moving or retiring. I think it was, again, I think they're classic pieces. And I think, like we talked about earlier, I think you can have some very vintage pieces. It can look really nice as long as it's not like a generic piece. It's not a replica. It's not 50 pieces where you've gone overboard. I think anything can be really well done here, and I think it can be something that you remember in a house, as long as it's done and it's, and with anything, and I know this sounds horrible, it just needs to be like upkept.
Yes.
I can't stand when I walk into places and I'm like, and we've not dusted anything.
Oh, it's just like dust on it.
Yes,
and
I
they're
just,
a pain to
and
clean.
And just, I mean, anything.
The most
like,
Tiffany lamps collect dust.
Even
I've seen it.
If you do a fake plant, like I had one person just that did two fake plants just because they wanted something green. They didn't know how long the showings were going to go. She dusted the whole plant. It looked great. And it was just because she didn't know if we would be able to water stuff or how things were going to go for the showing. She was going to leave for 3 weeks while we were doing showings. So she was just like, I want things to still look nice.
A good option other than fake plants, succulents are very easy. And if it's fake plants up here are expensive. So you can get some nice succulents for about the same price. And they're pretty easy to take care of. So you can avoid the fake plant option.
Yeah, there's a...
But I think with everything, it just needs to be cleaned. You can't leave it dusty.
No. Millennials get hated on a lot. We're not hating on millennials, but another millennial trend was pink. And I think pink, whether it's just because it's a millennial thing or it's because you had somebody who liked pink, it just needs to go.
Pink was a millennial thing. Well, it is going out, but it had a rebirth because of the Barbie movie and the HGTV series where they did the Barbie home.
Yeah.
So you are seeing pinks have this little last gust of being prominent. It is definitely on the way out.
Thanks to
and it can be a very jarring color to a number of people, and it can off-put buyers because it can come across as very feminine sometimes. So not everyone wants a bright pink bedroom. It doesn't mix well with everyone.
Wasn't that home? Was it in California? The Barbie house.
That was the show that HGTV just finished up.
Good Lord.
It was all pink.
It's sad to say that you will have to repaint your room, Kirk. The Barbie pink is going out. I'm sorry.
Actually, Lisa and I are in the Barbie division in our fantasy football team. Lisa, I know this is gonna disappoint you, but
nobody
take offense to this, Fairbanks and North Pole, but word art is out.
Yes, please.
Jamie,
I have some.
I know you have some in your house. I can see it on your face.
My husband hates it, and I have like three, and I'm like, I love word art. And what's sad is I want to let it go, and yet I have some, and I'm like, I've got to let this go. Because I've been slowly getting rid of things, and I'm like, why do I have this?
And word art can mean everything from actually hanging on the walls to those stickers people put on their walls. Those stickers are not a thing anymore. I don't even know if the company that sells those stickers is still around, but we still have a plethora of word art stickers on the walls of living rooms, family rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms.
Yep.
We really held on to that word art. Yes.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, you can.
What does your three word art say?
I have a whole thing. No, I have like.
Remember, we have a governing body on this airship.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole.
Okay.
You went big, huh?
Oh, yes.
Well, and so the experts are saying if it says love or home or generic stuff, you can. You can move on, but if yours is, if it's a, you're rattling off something from Lord of the Rings or something, it's okay.
I'm going to even say that might also need to go. No offense to the Lord of the Rings fans.
I'm going to go on Amazon tonight and find some word art from Lord of the Rings. I'm going to buy it and I'm going to frame it.
It's got to be out there.
Yeah, I just feel like.
And we were even guilty at one point. We had word art in our, and I was not the one that put it up in our office at the brokerage. I did not select it. I didn't want it in there. And this was when word art was very big and they had the people coming around, that multi-level marketing people trying to sell you word.
What did we have in our brokerage?
We had a huge word
house
art. No,
sell?
It was a whole saying and it was all in cursive and it didn't match anything
in
our office. Yeah. I absolutely hated it, but I was overturned by everyone else. I painted over that very happily when that I finally got my way.
I do remember that now.
Here's what's funny, though. I did just see word art in a house that was on the Chena River, I believe. So well done. It was I don't know what the alphabet is, but it's Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta. It's all the – it was so well done in this – it was their guest house that they had it in because I zoomed in on the pictures. It was just this framed piece of artwork – but the whole room was kind of done up in very vintage spots of airplanes.
Oh, nice.
So it went with this theme so that it, you could
yet again,
see.
Tied yeah. together. Done well and yes. done in a way that makes sense. You can still possibly have word art, yes. I guess. But tread lightly,
that
people.
Was it. That was the only thing that I saw. And I just went, oh, that's really interesting. But like I said, everything was so well done in this, basically this guest cabin that they had. So I was just very, very impressed. But yes, I agree. We were big on the word art.
I know. Now, this next one, we see a lot up here still. So this one's going to be...
Do we?
Oh, yes. You just don't notice. I notice.
Oh, my gosh.
I notice.
Linoleum. Yes, I know a lot of people have it in their kitchens and in their bathrooms, and it is easy to maintain and so forth, but it is no longer a current trend in the United States. Kirk has a question. He's raising his hand on the radio.
Can you guys see me raising my hand? Okay, so some people have done it in kitchens and bathrooms where, again, bang for your buck, you need to get rid of it. But the stick-down linoleum was a thing because if it gets neck scratch, you can lift up a square, like other flooring around you can do in your house. But is there non-linoleum alternatives for the people that do want to do the stick-down?
No, they're all going to be linoleum-based because they're stick-downs.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no modern version that's come out yet. Maybe someone will come out with something great that would be wonderful for people that need to...
Call us if you know something.
Replace a flooring and have that option. But right now, nothing pops to mind that really would fit that niche that would not lean towards still being a linoleum.
But a reminder, bang for your buck, kitchens and bathrooms, you'll get 100% plus return on investment, at least in the Northwest. That's what studies say, so do it. Just get rid of the linoleum and put... What do you guys suggest? What do you guys like to see in kitchens and bathrooms?
There's so many great options. There's a lot of laminate luxury planking. There's tile in many different sizes. Tile has come way down in price, not only in installation, but in actual buying the product, which is amazing to say in this day and age, something's coming down in price. But there are some options out there that are affordable. It's still an investment, but there are some that won't cost you thousands of dollars. But you just have to do your homework and find what will work with your home and with your lifestyle the best. But there's a lot of great things out there right now that you don't even think about.
I think things have changed so much. You know, I think that the flooring is now incredibly durable. It's made for weather, water, pets.
Yes.
I think if you can invest a little bit of money, I just think because people do have children, people do have guests, people do walk in with... You know, mud, snow, think about those things.
You really have to go investigate that laminate flooring. It's not the Pergo of the 90s. Because, I mean, if your dog even looked at it, your Pergo was ruined. And now it's it can take a beating. We're about to rip out all of our old, not really that old laminate, because it was an older system. And so it didn't hold up for our lifestyle. But we're putting new laminate in because there is laminate that will live with our children, our cats, our dogs, and my husband. So we're going to still stick with the product, but just an updated version.
I hate you. Jamie, thank you so much for all your knowledge, your brain on home trends, what's in, what's out. How do people get a hold of you? They want you to come through their house and tell them what's up.
Come to Next Home. Come see us. We're across from Chowder House. Or give me a call at 907-378-2400.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Alaska Frontier Media Active production.